One of our old friends, Corey Fleming, of course, former UT Vol.
Stratford Spartan first.
All right, Stratford Spartan, Vol, Cowboys, Nashville Cat. Pretty good dude. Corey, good morning.
Good morning. How's everything going today, guys?
How you been, man?
Yeah, I've been doing wonderful, man. What about you?
Oh, I got to put up with Big Joe five times a week.
That's
so
rude. It starts with being a Stratford Spartan, right, Corey?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And everything else after that is the secondary. Stratford Spartan's important.
Spartan's number one.
That's right.
He was probably at Stratford. I don't know. He played quarterback. You know that? Do you know he was the quarterback at Stratford?
Okay. Yes.
Did you know he was a hell of a basketball player at
Stratford?
I
did know all that. You don't have to cuss either.
Oh, so all right, good talking to you, Corey. Talk to you next time. So hey, let's get down to business.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, what do you got going on this weekend,
man? This Saturday we got a wonderful event. In the past I've thrown football camps when I played at with the Nashville Cats, and I decided to do it again. Been getting a lot of people wanting to put their kids in some camps, and just really there's no one throwing any more football camps, so I decided to do it this Saturday. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Lighthouse Christian Academy in Antioch, Tennessee on Blue Hole Road. The registration starts from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. It's a $25 per camper fee. And we're going to have lunch. It's going to be provided. Breakfast is going to be provided. I opened it up to everybody. Vendors to come out if they want to just showcase their products. If any coaches and youth leagues wanted to come out, you have a lot of semi-pro players and teams in the area, a lot of them. And I asked all of those guys to come out. Girls, if you want to come out, we have some cheerleaders. So we just opened it up for it's more of a community event to get things kicked off for this year. And, man, it's just going to be an exciting time. Looking forward to it.
Why is it important, Corey, to have a camp like this, just to give back to the community? Why is it important to you?
Well, for me, I just like the education part of it, and for people just to come together to really learn and be fundamentally sound, especially here you have a lot of youth football, a lot of high school football, a lot of college players that, you know, that travel all across America, and the opportunity for them to hone in on their skills if they're serious about it. It also lets them know if they're serious about playing football and everything that comes with it. But I just think it's a lot of people out here just getting football players out there, taking their money, and not really telling them what they need to learn in order to get to the next level. And that's something that I wanted to do. I've always wanted to be a service to our community and to our youth. And this is a good way to get it started again.
Former UT, former Stratford. All right, former Stratford, UT. Where'd you go to elementary school? We'll get that in there too, right?
I started off at Napier Elementary in South Nashville, and we moved to East Nashville when I was really young. I went to Englewood Elementary, Elwood Elementary, Mills Elementary, Linton Middle School, and then to Stratford High School.
Well, we're not going to mention all that. It's too many to mention. So many. Hey, what do you, you know, year two, you're a Vol for life. Year two with Jeremy Pruitt. How you feeling about your Vols?
A little skeptical still. I think he hasn't had an opportunity to bring his guys in. I hear he was a great recruiter at Alabama. And so I think it takes a couple of years to get, you know, your people in, for everybody to know your style of play, your recruiting process, who you want out there on the football field. And I think when he gets a chance to really, you know, get in, get settled in, I think he's going to be a great coach and a great asset to the Vols.
Wouldn't you love, Corey, to be a wide receiver in today's game?
Oh, man, tell me about it. I'll be first round pick.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely would. I mean, because now the quarterback can't be touched, and you got the receivers get so much leeway and all. You would thrive in today's game.
Absolutely. Especially there's only certain ways you can hit me, and I'm a big guy. You got to go, you know, low on me, and, you know, you halfway can't hit him at the knees. You can't hit him at the head at all. Hey, man. This game is good for me.
It is. When you look back at Tennessee, what's your favorite moment when you played at Tennessee?
There's two. The first time that I ever ran through the tee. That's just like something, if you hadn't had an opportunity to do that, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and a lot of people take for granted about, you know, they're just running out to the sideline. No, it is something special when that band opens up and forms that tee. and you hear 100,000 people just roaring and screaming, man, it is like, wow, I'm in college. You know, I'm in this time now. You know, and definitely the game in at South Bend, the miracle of South Bend, yes, probably was my favorite moment.
That is a moment UT fans will remember forever. I'm trying to think, when you scored, was that the first points of the day for you guys?
It was. It was the first touchdown that we had scored. We were down 21-0.
Yes.
We were so cold. I mean, it was the ball was hard, the field was hard, and, you know, Notre Dame was used to that weather, and we were just like, hey, we don't play in 10-degree weather. We just don't do that. You know, after seeing them kicking our butts really good in the first quarter, we woke up and started playing football.
I remember that day. This happened November of 91. I remember it happening right now. And what
November you guys 91.
Behind and what was the guy? Floyd Miley? Did he run the 2-point?
Floyd Miley
ran it back, yep, for the
good
score.
Look at you.
Yeah, man. Floyd, he's on it today.
Damn. Yeah.
Floyd Miley did it. He sure did.
Oh, that's awesome.
And ran about a 87-yard 2-point conversion, and that really turned us from, you know, going into the locker room, and then we come out and Dale Carter runs the kickoff back, and it started going. I mean, we started clicking on all cylinders.
That's great. Even Corey Fleming caught a pass. Was that Jimmy Johnson or Barry Switzer who said
Barry
that?
Barry Switzer. my beloved coach.
Yeah.
We played Minnesota in overtime. So I catch a ball, 3rd and 8. I catch the first down, and then that's overshadowed because the next play, Emmitt runs about a 40-yard touchdown, and we win in overtime.
And he said, hell, even Corey Fleming caught a pass.
And then Corey Fleming, he made it. And the thing about it, they were doing a documentary, so they started all week. And so he said it about 5 times. And I'm like, man, you know we're going to take it. Look, Corey Fleming caught a pass. Corey Fleming caught a pass. Corey Fleming caught a pass. And I'm like, man, I'm a receiver. I've been catching passes. I was in the doghouse for a long time until after that. I mean, it was something. That started in training camp. And it was so funny now. It wasn't funny then, but the day before we were to play the New York Giants, I actually won the starting position over Kevin Williams. And two days before we were to fly out, I got a DUI. I never forget it. Wednesday, 1994, August. And, of course, I'm late for the next practice. And they demoted me, and I didn't – I played every game, but, of course, I didn't start. So, but, yeah, man, that was some Jimmy – Barry Switzer moments for you right there.
Oh, still part of that Super Bowl 30 team, though. I mean, you got got that ring.
I got that ring. You can't take that from me.
Corey, it's always great to catch up with you. We've known each other a long time. And tell everybody again about your camp Saturday morning at Lighthouse Christian.
Yes, sir. At Lighthouse Christian Academy, it's 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. The fee is $25 per camper. We're going to have food there. Vendors are welcome to come out. Also, I just wanted to say I appreciate Lighthouse Christian Academy. Also, the Metro Parks and Rec, we invited a lot of their kids to come out to be a part of our camp. And all just the neighborhood, anything in general who wants to come out, any youth coaches, any participants who wants to be involved in the camp, feel free to come out. We're going to have a great time from 9 to 12, and hopefully we'll beat out the rain.
All right. Hey, thank you, Corey. Appreciate you, man. We'll catch
you
up, okay?
You too, man. Okay, you take care.